We're in the final weeks of 2025, and we need your help to finish the year strong. Our ministry is a nonprofit organization that relies on support from generous champions like you so that we can continue providing excellent programs and services to individuals and families who reach out to us daily for help. And your donation will be doubled. That's right. We have a matching gift of $71,500 through December 31st. This means that for every dollar that you give, it will be doubled up to $71,500. So act now to double your impact. You can make your year-end contribution or become a monthly partner by visiting bebroken.org/give. That's bebroken.org/give. Or call 210-822-8201. Thank you so much for your partnership. We don't exist without you.
So I spent 10 long, hard, dark years not understanding what I was dealing with. And so when I look back on that, I think if I would have found Wives Care in the first few months, it would have been a game changer for me because I was so alone and so uninformed.
Good day, friends. Jonathan Darty here with another episode of the PSR Podcast, which is a listener-supported outreach of Be Broken Ministries. You know, in today's episode, I connect with our incredible volunteer team that's behind the Wives Care Groups, which is our 8-week online support group for wives healing from betrayal trauma. And together, we walk through the heart and structure of the program, sharing personal motivations and a week-by-week overview of what women can expect when they're part of the group. So from emotional care and boundaries to rediscovering identity in Christ, we highlight the power of community, faith, and practical tools for healing. So if you're seeking hope and connection after betrayal, this episode offers encouragement, insight, and a warm invitation to join a caring community. To learn more about the Wives Care Groups and all of our resources for wives, visit bebroken.org/wives. For additional resources, I'm going to invite you to check out all the links that we put in today's show notes. And as always, friends, please rate and review the podcast after listening to help others find it. Now, let's get started with today's conversation with our amazing Wives Care team. Well, all right. We have a very special group of ladies today on the podcast. We have our dream team of Wives Care volunteers, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about our 8-week online care groups for wives, and we're going to be getting into kind of that tour of what all of that looks like. But first, I want to introduce their fearless and faithful leader, our Wives Care Director, Gigi Hopkins. So Gigi, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's such a joy to be here with this amazing group of friends and ministry partners. So I'm looking forward to introducing them to you all and sharing more about what we have to offer in Wives Care.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into that because I want to just dive right in, Gigi. So let's make our introductions and then we will unpack kind of what women can expect who are wanting to heal from betrayal trauma when they engage in our 8-week online care groups for wives.
Yes. So did you want me to start introducing everybody?
Yeah, go ahead.
Excited for that. Want to say that when I first started, we're going to be almost 10 years doing Wives Care groups. So 2026, we're going to celebrate 10 years. And when I first started in this space, I sensed from the Lord, this is not something that you would do alone. You always have to have someone. So pretty much in all of our meetings and everything that we offer, there are always two of us. Little did I know that God was going to use this, what he proposed to me, to really grow an amazing group of volunteers. I need all the help. And so it's amazing. I have here my best friends, my battle buddies, as well as faithful partners in ministry. And it's my joy to introduce you to them. And I'd like to do that. If you want to hear their real story, you have to join the Wives Care groups. Okay. But for today, I just want for them to share a little bit of their heart in this work, because, working with betrayal, trauma is a hard space. We sit with a lot of pain and chaos in people's lives, and we are often triggered by this because we've had our own stories, right? And we need to do a lot of great self-care to show up well in this space. So it's really a calling when we are doing this work. And I would like for each one of you to share what keeps you showing up, what energizes you about doing what you're doing, right? But I would do that just introducing a little bit. I have two groups here, Jonathan. Three of the ladies are pretty much veterans with us here. They've been in this work pretty much since the beginning.
We could call them founders, founders in this ministry, yes, for sure.
Yes, seasoned and have been really well experienced, right? And I would say Sue, Andrea, and Jean have been with us for a long, long time. Both Sue and Jean have served in 23 groups each. That's a lot of commitment.
That's great.
And then Andrea has been the one since 2018 that started our online groups, and now she's part of our staff as well. So, and then we have the other ones that are newer gifts to the ministry, like Mary Lee, who's been the voice of the 40 days e-course. And we have our international friend, Anne, from Nairobi, here with us, and Rebecca too. And both Anne and Rebecca have been trained with life coaching and APSATs and are in the process of being certified. So it's such a beautiful team. And I would love to hear from each one of you, and I'll call you by name. Just tell briefly, what is it that you love about serving in this difficult, challenging space that God has given us? Sue, what would you say?
Sure. Well, first of all, I get to work with and spend time with all these lovely ladies here today, not to mention women from all over the country and even around the world. And they have become my dear friends, and that is a real blessing. But also, I'm motivated by the love and the desire God has put in my heart to come alongside women and help them find healing and wholeness after having their lives shattered and traumatized by betrayal. And I think that we would all agree that no one should ever have to walk this journey alone. And I personally was lavished with love and support during my own healing process. So there's no greater joy for me than to give back and support others in their healing journey. And I truly have a God-given passion burning inside me that motivates me to do this work.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. And Jean, how about you?
Yes, I agree with Sue. Getting to spend time with you guys, as Gigi said, some of you guys are just, all of you are so precious, and many of you have become such great friends to me. But on my healing journey, the first 5 years of my journey, I didn't even know there was help out there. So I got zero help. I didn't know this was the thing. I thought it was just us. The next 5 years, I got uninformed help. So I spent 10 long, hard, dark years not understanding what I was dealing with. And so when I look back on that, I think if I would have found Wives Care in the first few months, it would have been a game changer for me, because I was so alone and so uninformed. So it's been just such a privilege of mine to walk alongside other women and provide the support that it took me 10 years to find. So I feel like doing this work is stepping into holy ground with women. And it is a privilege and an honor.
Thank you, Jean, for sharing. I just want to say Jean also is our full therapeutic disclosure expert. And she does a lot of that hard work with couples. So thank you for serving with us as a volunteer, Jean. And Andrea, what would you say is something that keeps
me motivated? My betrayal trauma healing journey began in 2011, so 14 years ago. And there was very little out there, like Jean found, there was very little out there to help understand, even know what was going on. So there were several things that we found, my husband and I found, that were for the coupleship, but that's not what I needed. I needed to heal me. I needed to know what was going on inside of me. Why were my emotions so crazy? You know, how do I survive this day and still be a mom? You know, those kinds of things. So what I love the most about Wife's Care is that it is for me. It is for you. It is for the wife. It is for the woman. It is for our heart. You know, we're not guaranteed what's going to happen with the marriage, with the coupleship, but we can pretty much guarantee our own healing. Well, if we do that in community and with Jesus. So that's what motivates me. It's when I see wives, other women come to the ministry and they're like, this is what I needed. This is what I was looking for. And it's just for me. And then it filters out. It helps other relations. It helps in our relationships too, but for it to be primarily for our own individual healing is such a gift.
Thank you, Andrea. Yes. How about Mary Lee? What would you say, Mary Lee?
Good morning. I think, well, part of it is giving back to a ministry that just really helped me to, go from a place of pain to a place where I had tools and I could kind of jump-started me on my healing, right? And I think for me, I really enjoy watching the transformation in women from the first week to the last week. You know, they go from a place of feeling despair and often they end with a place of like, I can do this. I can do this. I can work through this. So thank you.
Thank you, Mary Lee. Yes, how about you, Rebecca? What would you say?
Well, my heart is in agreement with what's already been said. So I guess what I would add is I love that God shows up. It is a space that He is there. And that's not something that can be scripted or managed per se. But gosh, it's lovely to watch our ladies have God encounters that kind of, as was mentioned, gives them God confidence moving forward. And He does it in such unique and sometimes surprising ways that it's a genuine privilege to be able to participate in, but observe. And then maybe the second piece I love is watching women feel and be validated in their story and in their experience. Yes, from us leaders, but mutually across the group, I see their hearts get knitted together very quickly. And man, there's something so special and tender about having another woman who's walked through this to just kind of nod along with you or shed a tear with you or honestly laugh at some silly things that happen in our groups. It's all of the Lord, and I am honored to be a part of that.
Thank you, Rebecca. Awesome. How about you, Anne?
Thank you, Gigi. I think I am because so many people have given towards my own journey. And so I would want also to offer myself as a sign of hope to others. And arriving in this space as one also who has fought with the bear and the lion and come and meet those who are mocking the enemies of God. And therefore, I'm privileged to have this opportunity to partner with God, to offer hope and to remind others that redemption and restoration is possible. And I think additionally for me, just having that opportunity to pray with the ladies who are in the group, whether during group time or even during my own personal time. And as the other ladies have said, just to see how the Lord keeps moving them forward in the healing journey. So I consider it such a privilege that He would want to make me part of those He's using to bring healing and restoration.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Anne. And if I'm just going to say, Jonathan, too, that I'm in full agreement with all that you're saying. As for me, I see this as kingdom work. It's God using the entry point of trauma to bring such deep healing and freedom so that we can go forward in life and fulfill all the other things that He has for us. So I just find such a sense of, like you all, a sense of calling. So thank you, ladies, for sharing.
Well, and so now that our audience has met the team, so to speak, Gigi, I want you to share a little bit about some of the kind of the arc of history in our wives care groups, because, you know, when you started out, it was, we want to create a safe space for women to be able to process and heal from betrayal trauma, right? But there's been a lot that has happened over the last 10 years in terms of continually looking at ways to improve that space, improve the processes, kind of improve the tools that are part of that. So can you share a little bit about how you've gone from where things were at the beginning to where things are now in terms of what women may experience as part of that group? And then we'll go into each week to give a little bit of an outline of what they can expect week to week throughout the group.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yes, along the way, there's just been a desire to always give the best experience to our ladies. And I'm very passionate about them having that first healing experience as significant and positive. So along the way, we've always asked for feedback from them at the end of the 6 weeks. We used to be 6 weeks, and this year we switched to 8. And so we've gotten a lot of feedback, and there's some of them that just kept resonating throughout the years, right? One is, can we just have a little more time together? Because we're just really bonding now. So that's one. And then another one is during group, could we have some more time just between the members to interact? So we've improved on that. And so this past year, we've really did a major upgrade in wives care by providing an extension of 2 more weeks. So instead of 6 weeks, we provide 8 weeks now. And another big upgrade was that we used to send all of our content via email. And now from the beginning, the ladies get a PDF with a manual that I just want to shout out here to Andrea for doing her editing magic and helping us with all the images, and it's a beautiful content with all the tools and the resources. So you have it all in one place and you can print it. So that's been another big upgrade. And we do have more time because we extended. We're now 8 weeks. We give more time for breakout rooms. So those are just some of the things, but we're really happy about the upgrades. And we offer these 3 times a year. This the Wives Care groups, they are the entry point into our community that Andrea will share a little more later about Wives Care Next. So 3 times a year, February, March, June, July, October, November is when we offer them. And yeah, so that's in a nutshell.
So let's let's go on a tour then. I think this is going to be very important. I think it's important, especially when anyone is entering into a space of healing where they're going, I'm having a major crisis. There's something that is hitting all of the vulnerability anxieties that I could possibly have. And certainly a wife experiencing betrayal trauma fits all of that. That sometimes it's helpful to sort of lift the hood on what a program or a resource looks like to give some confidence about maybe stepping into that environment. So what I want us to do is I'm going to have each of you speak of, not each of you, but for each week, I'm going to have one of you kind of give the highlight for what is the focus of that week. And just take a couple minutes to share that. And then we'll come back around at the end for Gigi to kind of summarize and wrap everything up. But week one, Mary Lee, let's have you talk about what's the focus in week one for a lady entering the Wives Care group.
Yes, thank you. Well, first off, it's story sharing. That's the week one focus. But first off, we try to create a safe space so the women will feel as safe as possible for sharing their story. We discuss anonymity, and each participant agrees to a promise of anonymity. In regards to how one shares, it's however the ladies can be present. You know, maybe they don't feel comfortable using their real name. They want to use another name or a nickname. Maybe they want their camera off or on. Whatever helps the one sharing feel as safe as possible so that she can participate in a way that works for her. And then really next, when we share our stories, it's really a time of just sharing with each other. It's a time of holding space for each other's story and the pain that we're in that moment, or the pain that it brought us. It takes a tremendous amount of courage to share. And often the women have never told anyone else their story. So it's really a precious time of sharing while bringing them the story out into the open.
That's great. And I want to say something too, just kind of as we kick off all of the weeks, just about one of the things that we've learned over the years of just the safety of it being an online group, that even that just, many women that we talked to years and years ago, when maybe somebody's trying to form like an in-person, you know, group for wives or whatever, one lady that we heard of said, walking across that parking lot felt like double shame. Like, you know, she's experiencing the betrayal and now she's having to kind of expose herself to, I'm going to try to get help for this. And so the online group automatically creates a little bit of a buffer of safety, because I've heard stories from Gigi and from some of you of where it's like, maybe a woman those first couple of weeks does not have her camera on and she's in her closet and just kind of in a weepy state, and that's okay. And so I love the fact that there's safety created from week one. And so sharing stories is not about saying, okay, you must expose your story in this way immediately. There's safety to kind of gradually get into that. And so I appreciate that. So week two, Anne, why don't you share about what's next on the pathway of the groups?
Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan. In week two, we begin talking about emotional care. And in the wake of discovering betrayal, there's a shock, the physical shock and the emotional shock. And so our ladies, having shared a piece of their story in session one, now we begin to give them the awareness about the emotions that they're experiencing, the overwhelm. And the goal really is to validate them, that it is okay to feel, and it's okay for them to allow themselves to go through the emotions. And what we focus on in this session is to equip them in their capacity to name the different emotions. We have things that we offer them, because by being able to name the specific emotions that we are going through, then that increases our self-awareness and we are able to go through the emotions in a more productive way. And so this session, really we focus on just a bit of education and the validation and the creating of awareness. And additionally, we offer tools. So it's okay, yes, for me to feel all these emotions, but how do I ground myself? So we offer them tools that help them with the self-regulation and the grounding, the breathing exercises. And we also introduce the grieving exercise, because there's a lot of sadness and a lot of sorrow that has come as a result of the injustice of betrayal. So we also get to pair them up with someone that they can be able to just begin that tender process of naming their losses. And we encourage them to be super generous with self-care. So we talk about what is self-care and what are the different aspects of self-care, physical, emotional, spiritual, and intellectually, so that they are able to really help themselves navigate this difficult season.
Yeah, that's so good. And I think it's important also to let our audience know, you know, you covered a lot there. And sometimes what happens maybe week to week is they're introduced to an idea or some education or some resources. We do not have the expectation that a wife is going to fully process that in 1 week. But the point is, it's good to get that information. And that's where I think the workbook that was created and all of that helps for whatever length of time it takes for a wife to then process those things that are introduced on that particular week. It's okay. That can take a long time. And by the way, I think each of you would testify to there's continuing growth in your own lives in terms of understanding all of these things. So we're all on a growth mission. So I just don't want anybody to be too overwhelmed when they hear everything you just shared in week two. So week three, Gigi, tell us about what's going on in week three around this idea of healthy detachment.
So healthy detachment is a topic that I'm passionate about, because in betrayal, we can get derailed in so many directions because of the trauma. And, you know, we want to protect ourselves from further damage. And so we can get into roles that are really not ours, trying to control other people, trying to, you know, just obsess about things that really take us, again, that consume our energy. So healthy detachment is really about regrouping and figuring out, Lord, what do you expect from me? So that I can let go of the things that and this is a journey. This doesn't happen overnight. Just like you've mentioned here, Jonathan, we really meet each lady where they're at, and we tell them, hey, just keep taking your next step and avoid comparing, right? So yes, so that's what healthy detachment is all about. It was really significant for me because I was 19 years into my marriage when things blew up, and I lost track of who I was in the marriage. So healthy detachment helps us to kind of refocus on who am I? God, what do you expect of me? One day at a time, right? So mm-hmm. That's what healthy detachment is all about.
That's good. Yeah, and then Jean, week five really kind of dovetails off of that. So can you share what is the focus of week five in the group? Oh, I'm sorry, week four. That's Jean. Week four dovetails into what Gigi was just talking about in week three.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. So week four is boundaries, and boundaries really does dovetail well with healthy detachment. And healthy detachment, as Gigi said, we're getting that sense of self. What am I responsible for? What am I not responsible for? And so then boundaries helps us figure out, okay, now what do I need to move forward with safety and toward healing? So we're figuring out our boundary requests, and also how are we going to respond if those are not honored? Boundaries are messy, messy business. We call it the messy middle, because so much of the time our boundaries are going to be misunderstood by our spouse, by our friends, by people in the church. Often things get worse before they get better. So in Wives Care, we're really providing tools and support to help process through those boundaries, what they look like, what they are, and what they are not, because boundaries can feel like you're entering a battleground. So really, Wives Care is all about providing tools to help women really navigate that process well.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that you can start to see a little bit as just this subtext theme that really weaves through all of the weeks is this understanding of healthy self-care, right? I mean, that's kind of a part that goes through all of it. It's like when you can share your story in a safe place, that's self-care. When you can, you know, understand what you're feeling and the betrayal that you've faced and how to navigate that well, that's a self-care. When you understand healthy detachment and realizing I've lost a sense of self. I think it's important in our Christian context oftentimes to recognize that self-care is a good thing. And so unfortunately it's been kind of lumped into, well, isn't that self-focus? Isn't that selfish? Isn't it? Like, no. And that's why I think this is sometimes very eye-opening for many wives who go through this, who maybe have kind of bought into this idea that if I ever look at myself in any way, somehow that is wrong or bad. And this is kind of a way to reframe, no, you are made in the image of God, and it is good for you to be healthy and well. And so then week five, Rebecca, is another one of these kind of big weeks that has maybe an educational component for wives in it, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Jonathan. It does. We educate, but we like to leave them with tools as well for themselves. So we kind of kick off the week on sexual brokenness using terminology of problematic sexual behavior. We prefer that term because it's not about specific activity. It's about impact. And we find that really resonates with women and each one's experience. We do talk about that surely there's underlying issues likely at play with the husband, but we cannot stress enough, regardless of underlying issues or his personal trauma or history, it is not her fault. And we really can't say that enough. So we emphasize that. And talking about tools, unfortunately, unhealthy communication often is a part of the relationship, has been. And so we do talk about some specific tools with our ladies. And like Gigi mentioned, they have them from that point on, whether it's a tool they use presently within their relationship or honestly friendships. She has that in her toolbox to move forward. And then an optional exercise that we give them is what we call going to God as the source. It can be hard to see the husband as a whole being outside of his problematic sexual behavior. And so if and when she's ready, we encourage her to go to God for his perspective on her husband. And I found it helpful to describe it a bit like asking God for the whole package, meaning, God, I can't sum this up myself. I don't have the heart or the will. So I literally need your eyes. I need to borrow them from you, and I'm going to choose to put them on. And then I'm going to just, and I even say, give it a time, give it 5 minutes and just listen, see what the Lord says for you. It could be a simple truth as he's made in God's image. Mm. But that is an exercise that we walk through with them. And we hope that they, and like I said, they have it in their toolbox for then or in the future if they so choose.
That's great. And Jean, we're back to you for week six. What's the focal point on week six of the group?
Yeah, thank you, Jonathan. So week six is marriage after betrayal. And we cover several topics in week six, and one of them is forgiveness. We realize how important forgiveness is. However, we do not push women into a quick forgiveness. I just can't stress that enough. We really realize this is a process, and it is so vital to process the impact of betrayal and to take time to grieve and mourn our losses. When we grieve and mourn, and that's done well, that really sets us up for a deeper forgiveness, because it's hard to truly forgive what you haven't truly grieved and grieved well. Mm-hmm. The other topic we talk about is reconciliation, and we realize that reconciliation takes two, and forgiveness does not always equal reconciliation.
It is our husband's job to rebuild that trust. We as wives have a lot of work to do on our own healing, but it is our husband's job to rebuild that trust. And some of our husbands will do the work, and unfortunately, some of them won't. And so we totally understand that some marriages will survive this betrayal and some won't. Regardless, wife's care is about our healing. What do we need? Because we believe we are going to survive and thrive again. So we really stress that all women are welcome in wife's care, whether you're married or divorced or separated. Everyone is welcome. We also talk more about boundaries and get into a little bit more about what boundary requests look like. It's not about forcing or controlling someone else. It's really about making a request and giving our husbands the dignity of choice, but also realizing I have choice too. So if my boundaries are not respected, what am I going to do for my own personal safety? Boundaries get such a bad rap often because they're called controlling and you're trying to be my parent. But we really look at boundaries as an invitation, because really what we're doing is we're inviting someone with our boundaries to help us heal. The boundaries are actually a gift. And so when we can look at them that way, it really changes our perspective and hopefully eventually the people we're setting those boundaries with. So we give more tools on boundaries, and then we also talk about some other communication tools in week six.
That's good. That's good. Sue, you're going to share with us about week seven, and I'm going to show my hand a little bit. This might be my favorite topic of all, because this is something we focus on a lot in the men's ministry too. But what goes on in week seven?
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. This is the group's last topic in wives' care, and it is one that I especially love as well, because we invite the Holy Spirit to speak truth to the heart of each lady, and they begin to discover and recover who they really are in Christ. And we talk about how our identity is where we find our sense of value, our belonging, our competence, our abilities that has been God-given, and our purpose, even as individuals. So sexual betrayal often shatters these areas, greatly impacting our true identity. So we also talk about how our identity can become distorted from early imprints in childhood, stemming from traumatic experiences, sometimes big ones, sometimes small ones, and how as children, we can make up stories that are not true, forming false beliefs about ourselves. And sexual betrayal often compounds and strengthens these distortions. So then we spend some time having the ladies expose the lies that they've believed about themselves and exchange them for the truth, listening to the Holy Spirit and what God says about them. And healing happens when they embrace the truth of who they are in Christ, and not allow their thoughts, their feelings, or perhaps even others' opinions define who they are. And what I love about week seven is women come alive this week, knowing that they now have a community and they regain that sense of belonging, often after enduring a season of isolation. And we see bonding happening within the group, and some even become lifelong friends. And it's just really, really precious. And so after a time of celebrating our time together these past few weeks, we end with a time of ministry, bringing personal words of encouragement. And this is just a precious and uplifting time, confirming their true identity, who they really are in Christ. And our desire is to fill them with hope and love and strength, preparing them for their next step in their healing journey.
That's awesome. And then Andrea, how do you land the plane on week eight?
So the highlight for week eight is all about connection and community and next steps. So one of the things that I love the most that we've incorporated into Wives Care is when you go through a Wives Care group, what's next? You know, Gigi and I talked years ago about like, do we just, you're just done? You know, you're not just done. There's continued need for community and continued healing. So my favorite, my highest value, one of my highest values is connection. So one of the things that I love about week eight the most is that all three groups come together for one, for this last meeting. So where there's typically a morning, an afternoon, and an evening group, all three groups on this week eight will come together for the evening time frame, and we'll meet each other. So, you know, you're going to have, what is there, eight, about, how many are in a group, Gigi? About 24. If the groups are full, we'll have about 24 ladies there who get to meet one another. And that's beautiful in and of itself. So it's a relaxed atmosphere. We call it the Wives Care Open House. It's just, you know, we invite people to come in just as if you were coming in for a typical open house, you know, that's for sale, where there might be some warm chocolate chip cookies, and, you know, hot cocoa or some tea or whatever. So relaxing atmosphere. We get an overview from Jonathan about Be Broken Ministries, all the different ministries, the men's ministry, family care, our Pure Life Academy e-courses. So we just get a broad 30,000-foot view of what all Be Broken does and has to offer. We have a fun time of Q&A with Jonathan, where we encourage our ladies beforehand to bring their hardest question to Jonathan. Let's try to stump him. That's what we tell the ladies. Let's see if we can stump Jonathan. So that's a good time. And Jonathan's always so gracious. You're always so gracious to answer with care and tenderness and gentleness. And that Q&A time is really special. And then we discover how we can continue our healing. What's next? So in the Wives Care Next opportunities, we have a monthly touch point gathering. It's on it's on the third Thursday night of every month. It's free. Due to our generous donations from Champions, we try to offer everything that we can as low cost and even free if we can, because we know that's important for many of us. So there's volunteering opportunities that come up. We have a random, ever so often, monthly or meeting called Touchpoint Extra, where we bring a specific topic to the community. And then we have our beautiful new online community, which is on a safe platform. And we have lots of opportunities to connect, share resources, encourage self-care, you know, be together there after, after the groups are done.
Yeah. So this has been an amazing tour. You are wonderful tour guides. So I hope that our audience, especially the wives that are listening to this, that are wondering if there's a place for them to get healing, are just bursting with hope, because that's what I hear from each of you. It's a hard, hard topic. It's a hard situation. You all know that firsthand, but there's hope. There's such great hope. And so, Gigi, I want you to kind of maybe have a final word to our audience, especially the women out there that are just trying to maybe figure out what their next step is. And what word of hope and encouragement would you have for them regarding just this environment that we've tried to provide for ladies who need to heal?
Thank you, Jonathan, for the opportunity. And I have a couple things to say to you, my friend. Is one, don't isolate, because when we isolate, we really hurt ourselves. We need each other, as you heard from my precious friends today, how that made such a difference in our healing, to have that support, that understanding, the validation. So don't isolate. A support group like Wives Care is really an extension of the body of Christ. The difference is that it really, we get you, okay? Some, not always when you go to church to get some help, people will understand what you're going through. But in this extension of the body of Christ, we do. So your life matters. And betrayal will not define you. It's what Jesus has done for you and the value that he has for your life that defines you. So I encourage you, don't hesitate to get the help you need. And if we can be a part of it, it would be just our honor to be there with you and to be there for you. So, and as you've seen, my last thing is that Jesus redeems not only our eternal destiny, okay? He redeems life's messes. And mm-hmm. he is able to bring beauty out of ashes. And we're all here to prove that. So
that's so good. Well, Dream Team, thank you all for being here today. It's been a joy and a pleasure to have you on the podcast. Gigi, where can women go to learn more about our Wives Care resources and the groups?
Yes. So you can go to bebroken.org under Wives. And we do have the webinar that we offer frequently. You can join as many times, register for that. And here, usually you get to hear one of our stories there, as well as some getting some guardrails to get you started if you're waiting for to join a group. So I recommend the basics webinar. I also recommend the 40-day e-course that was very lovingly prepared for you with the voice of beautiful Mary Lee. Jonathan, if you ever need a female host, she has the radio voice. So she has an anointing in her voice. So, yeah. So those are the two, the three offers that you can be looking out for at bebroken.org under Wives.
That's great. We'll make sure to put that in the show notes. But listeners and viewers, we want to help you take your next best step to wholeness in Christ. And so please reach out to us wherever you are on your journey. We want to try to plug in with you and help you take your next best step. We look forward to seeing you back here again next time on the Pure Sex Radio program.